Good afternoon, this is Tom Winifrith with my weekly postcard, recorded from Shipston, where I'm sitting with my father in the corner. My father has tried to make me read The Guardian. He failed. He tries to make me watch the BBC News. I grudgingly accept that. Worst of all, he tries to get me to read the Parish Magazine, an organ which might as well be the sister publication of The Guardian and the BBC. It believes in global warming. It wants everyone to support food banks. Don't know how the people of Shipston tolerate this nonsense. It's not The Guardian, which is allowed to operate as a private sector publication, is the target of my ire today. It is the BBC. As you know, I am no great fan of the BBC. I would privatise it without hesitation. It was set up to provide high quality public service broadcasting. It does not do that anymore. Instead, it wastes vast amounts on paying overpaid and under-delivering presenters to front-up shows which are just commercial tosh. Strictly Come Dancing, Match of the Day, the Graham Norton Show. They're all pap. They might as well be on ITV, and they should be on ITV. There should be commercial channels which can put out pap to keep the masses happy. And if the masses watch them in big enough numbers, they can justify the salaries paid via advertising revenues. The BBC distorts the market by paying gargantuan salaries to people who are either overpaid but talented, like Gary Lineker, or who are just overpaid, like Graham Norton, or Gabby Logan, or an awful Claire Balding woman. These people should be exposed to market forces. Having the BBC there with its generous taxpayer subsidy means that market forces for overpaid TV presenters are distorted. The BBC also distorts market forces in the way that it uses the subsidy of the licence fee to go into new areas and compete with the private sector, driving them out of business. This is not good for Britain, it's not good for choice and diversity, and of course, it is not good value for the licence fee payer. My real objection to the BBC, of course, though, is its political slant, its political bias. We saw that last week. There was a quick tweet from BBC reporter about the latest sex scandal involving a Tory peer, Lord Sewell. One little thing wrong with that, of course, is that he was a Labour peer, but does the BBC really care about that? It's another Tory sex scandal. There are numerous examples every day of the bias of the BBC reporting. The one I want to pick up from last week is the Women's FA Cup final. I have no problem with women wishing to pursue a career in professional soccer. Women should be allowed to do that, men should be allowed to do that, but one must accept that it is a game based on private sector. There is no subsidy for professional soccer. The reason that Premiership male footballers get paid vast amounts of money is because Premiership male soccer clubs can attract vast revenues from TV rights and also from people paying to go to watch the game. The sad reality is that that is not true of women's football. And the reason for that is that they are just not as good. Now, you may at this stage say that Winifrith is being a disgraceful old sexist again. Well, I don't think I'm being sexist. I'm making an objective statement. I watched bits of the Women's FKFA Cup final and they weren't very good. I watched bits of the Women's World Cup and they weren't very good. Of course, they're better than me at football. I've got no problem with that, but I'm not trying to claim that I'm a professional soccer player. If one compares it to the man's game, they are simply not as good. I suspect that if Chelsea ladies were to play Oxford United, a team which I had the great privilege to watch playing last season in the second division, then Oxford United would kick them off the park. Oxford United would undoubtedly, this is the 85th or 80th best professional soccer side in England, men would defeat Chelsea women. that men are just inherently stronger. Oxford have a very physical approach to defence, and I suspect some of the Chelsea ladies would be back in the changing rooms, kicked off the park pretty quickly. They are just more powerful. Men are better at soccer, but the BBC is in denial of that. And so my father and I watched the coverage on the news, and it talked about how there was the greatest ever crowd for a Women's FA Cup final. They didn't give the numbers, and when we looked at shots of the game, the BBC was desperate to avoid showing rows and rows and rows and rows of completely empty seats. The fact is that the attendance at Wembley was less than we got for instance, the playoffs to get out of the men's second division and into the first division, or a friendly between England and Outer Mongolia. People didn't want to go and see the game in the large numbers. They want to see the male game. But the BBC glossed over that. It showed the highlights of the game, and it is pretty obvious that it is not very interesting to watch. The reason that I marginally prefer suffering and going to watch West Ham than Oxford United is that West Ham are simply much, much better. No, they really are. You don't know how bad Oxford United are. West Ham are much better. People pay because they are seeing athletes who are really quite skilled. It is enjoyable to watch that football. Now, there are things about the women's game which I actually prefer. The first is that if one of them goes down in a tackle, they don't pretend that they've broken their leg and try and play for the free kick, or worse, try and play for a yellow card for the opposition. They just get up and get on with it. That is an aspect of the women's game which is far more preferable to the way the men behave. Another thing is that when you see the women players interviewed afterwards, they actually seem, some of them, rather intelligent. When you hear the Neanderthals who play in the Premiership interviewed, you certainly know you don't want them in your pub quiz team. So there are aspects of the women's game, apart from the fact that, you know, some of them are quite fit, there are aspects of the women's game which we can all appreciate. But the BBC didn't focus on that. Instead, it pretended that it was equivalent to the men's game. And that is just untrue. And I saw in the pre-match coverage, they had various talking heads, and one was a marketing consultant. She said, now to take the women's game forward, what we need is equal coverage, equal pay, and a recognition it's an equal sport. Well, you shouldn't get equal pay. There is a reason that the players at West Ham get paid rather more than the players at Oxford United. They are better. If you want to have equal pay, you should pay equal pay on ability. Ability as players and ability to pull crowds. And I'm afraid that's where the women's game falls down. I have a suggestion for those who want equality, which is that the English Premiership, Championship, First Division, Second Division, all the feeder leagues be made unisex. That is to say, men and women should be allowed to play in them. Sides will pick people on ability, and it will come as a bit of disappointment to the BBC, but I suspect you will find no female players in the Premiership, in the Championship, in the First Division. You might just get the odd one squeak into the Second Division. That is the way it would be. On that basis, you would get equal pay, true equality, people pay for how good they are. The other demand of the talking heads which the BBC put up was you get equal coverage. Well, there is a reason that people watch, far fewer people watch the Championship show, which is on after Match of the Day. The presenter's actually better. Manish on the Championship show is brilliant compared to that fool Lineker. And clowns like Mark Lawrenson and Robbie Savage. There is much better quality of comment, much better knowledge. It's fantastic in that sense. Trouble is, the football's rubbish, and therefore far fewer people watch it. And that will be the reality with women's football. It's just not that good. So you can, the BBC can demand in its desire for equality that we have a women's match of the day on at the same time, but reality is no one's going to watch it. And why the bloody hell should I, as a taxpayer and license fee payer, subsidise this piffle? What was so bad about the BBC coverage is that it was clearly pushing an agenda. It's not an agenda based on football because BBC News don't really like football. It's for common people, it's for working class people, it's for people who drive white vans with West Ham flags in it. The BBC think the same way as that snoot Emily Thornberry, the Labour MP for Islington. They despise the people's game, but they were pushing a political agenda. They did not have anyone in their talking heads coverage questioning these women. So when this silly woman said women players should be paid the same as male players, no one said, but actually, you know, they're not as good. Maybe they should be paid the same as the Oxford United players, where the ability is probably on pretty much the same course, or probably actually Oxford United are better. No one questioned her. They were just allowed to push their view. And that's the BBC. It is not producing balanced news coverage where people are questioned. It is pushing an agenda. And it is an agenda which, I put it to you, is totally out of kilter with the way the vast majority of we taxpayers and license fee payers think. Most of us accept that women's footy is just not as entertaining as men's footy. There are a few dirty old men like my father who might want to watch it. He's guffawing in the corner and protesting at that. That was my little joke. And there are a few diehard feminists who want to watch it. And there are some people who want to watch it because whatever other reason. But the reality is, it's not as good as men's soccer. The BBC can't accept that. It's pushing its line. Why the hell should I pay for this nonsense? Let's privatise the lot of it, put it out to market forces. And if people like my dad want to pay for the BBC's ludicrous news coverage because they finished reading The Guardian, they want some other left-wing dirge, well, let them pay for it. And then the advertising revenues will be enough to justify this nonsense. I rather suspect that that wouldn't happen. Don't you? It's time for change at the BBC. Let's privatise it now. If we've got a Tory majority, let's have the Tories use it. Privatise the BBC, put it out to competition, save us all a packet. And hopefully that means that we won't have to put up with reading about Graham Norton's paycheck for that much longer. I'll be back with another postcard in a week's time. I'll speak to you then.